This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an Eyinger Oktoberfest. It's a Category 3B Oktoberfest Märzen. This is one of my favorite examples, so I'm looking forward to this. It's a beautiful amber-orange color, very clear. Tall, cream-colored head that's rocky and persistent. All that's perfect, so I'll give it a 3 on appearance. The nose, you know, it's got that signature Eyinger yeast nose. It's rich and malty and toasty. It's got Vienna Munich type malt. It's a certain quality of German malts that I really, really like. It's sort of hard to get in homebrewed beers. Toasty, elegant, rich. Melanoidins, but not Bock-like. It's a clean lager character with no hops. Barest hint of alcohol. The malt is fairly intense. Love that rich, toasty malt character. It's one of the, when people try to understand the difference between maltiness and sweetness, this is a great beer to smell. Because it's not sweet, but it's really malty. Outstanding. Give it a 12. Okay, the flavor. Yeah, I'm going to use a lot of the same words. It's a rich, malty flavor. Toasty, elegant. It finishes moderately dry after a full malty palate. There's a medium bitterness, but the malt is prominent in the balance. So, just a touch of noble hop flavor. It's a very clean fermentation profile, good lager. But this beer is really all about the malt. It's a malty, toasty aftertaste, and the dryish finish makes it very drinkable. I love the German combination of a malty palate and a well-attenuated finish. That combination really aids drinkability. So that's superb. Give it a 19 for flavor. So the mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, medium to medium high carbonation. It's very smooth. I get just a hint of alcohol. Really not. You know, it's almost at the threshold level. It's a 5-6 beer. So I wouldn't expect too much of it. It's nicely lagered, smooth. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, yeah, I really like this beer. It's good to get it in season. I'm drinking it a little late in the season, so it could be a little fresher. And that's really the only thing I'm taking off points for, is freshness isn't at its peak. And, you know, some people ask, like, hey, you have a really good beer, really hits the style, how come it didn't get a 50? Well, I mean, really, if the beer isn't at, like, brewery freshness, at, you know, its peak, then, you know, you can take off some points just for that. You know, you can imagine it being better. You know, you've had beers that are fresher, or, you know, there's just a slight flaw here or there. You know, I'm picking at just a touch of alcohol and being like a little less than perfectly fresh. But that's all really nits, because this is going to get a really high score. So I'm going to give it a 9 overall. The comments that I had were it's very malty but well attenuated, superb German malt flavors, great balance, nicely drinkable, fairly fresh but could be a touch fresher. It's a great lager character. So, I mean, that really is a classic example. The Eyinger beers always seem to have a, you know, a real maltiness to them. And, you know, this is at the stronger end of the range. You know, it's a real festival strength beer. And that's what you often get if things are marked fest beer in Germany. That just means it's, you know, they're trying to celebrate a little. So it's something a little special, a little bit bumped up. You know, they still have to fit within the beer tax laws, but they're hitting the high end of the range. that's allowable. So that is the Eyinger Oktoberfest Märzen. It's a category 3B Oktoberfest.